So it was in the 1800s when that yellow fever raged, mm-hmm. you know. But that's what Father Peter Rogers talks about, that the old famous Guadalupe church, how so many of the people that had yellow fever, how they, you know, tended to them and everything mm-hmm. down there.
What were funerals like here? Were they different from... Were people up all night? Did they have the wake?
They used to have. Yeah, they used to do that. Until yet, there's a few people that will stay all night at a funeral party, you know. But they used to wake the people in the homes, you know. It wasn't always in a funeral parlor. And because I know my father was waked where I was born, down on Street. And we lived in a two-story house.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom part was flat on the ground, and then we slept upstairs. And my father was a very heavy man. And Mama had him laid out in the parlor upstairs. And then before funeral services, they had to bring him down the steps, which was very, very dangerous because the steps were not that sturdy, and him being such a heavy man. So before funeral, they brought him downstairs, you know. And so, they you stayed up all night, and the neighbors were in and out and everything. And the last home wake that I went to was a neighbor of mine. Let me see. My mother is dead now about, God bless you, about 18 years. And this has been, I guess, close to 20 years, the last home wake. She died down here in this red house. And so they called us, and it was sort of a private funeral. And they asked us, would we like to come down and view the body before the funeral, you know. And, well, of course, that was sort of a private funeral, like I say. But these all-night wakes, honey, like I can remember my father so well. People would stay with you all night, you know, and then the coffee pot would be gone. They'd have food. They'd be serving food and everything, you
Most
know.
Most of the neighbors would stay all night.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Your relatives and all, you know, they'd stay all night. And now sometimes that went on for two nights.
Two nights?
Yeah. They would hold the body over. Maybe somebody was out of town. And then they didn't put the bodies in a freezer or something like that, like they do now. You know, they'll hold mm-hmm. them over. But no, honey, then they would... What they used to do was to put them, after they were embalmed,
mm-hmm.
they would put them on a cooling board, and that's the way they would wake them. It was on a board, fixed up and everything, you know.
Mm-hmm. Was it on ice or anything?
No, just like after they finished being embalmed and dressed and everything, you know. And then, later on that evening, they would come back and put them in the coffin.
Mm-hmm.
And but they never used to put them directly in the coffin like they do now. No, they'd be put on a cooling board. And
that must have made such a vivid impression on a small child to have to...
I mean, now you see, it was a natural thing then, you know, as children it was just... It didn't make too much difference because you knew that's the way things were. You see, previous to my father, I had seen my grandparents, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was just a natural thing that come